I'm Dave Grossenheider. John Slagers is on vacation. The People's Choice Tourism Award traveled to its new home at the Wells Visitor Center and Ice Cream Parlor on Tuesday. Mike Wells, CEO of Wells Enterprises, accepted the award and talked about the impact of the Wells Visitor Center and Parlor and the $4 million renovation back in 2019.
I say that because it isn't just about Wells, right? So you see every day in the headlines what we're doing in our facilities and hiring more people and growing the company. And, oh, by the way, turns out that this month is going to end up being the single largest sales month and production month we've ever had. And so business continues to just go up. But this particular investment was really about an investment in the community. It's about the hundreds of thousands of folks that come here annually. We're kind of self-proclaimed the largest, you know, number one year-round tourist attraction. Can't compete with the fair. You know, to do this in Northwest Iowa, to have the opportunity to showcase our community, now the things that we've done that revolve around the parlor and our tourism, around things like ice cream days, and congratulations to the entire community on what we did in June in regards to our best ever ice cream days, and the things that we're doing with other festivals like Christmas and Hometown. I'm really making Lamar as a tourism destination and how it benefits our community, the greater Siouxland area. I mean, I hear more and more in Sioux City about what we're doing here. And I just, you know, just look back on that investment in 19 and see what a return it's been. And now to have the recognition across the state, you know, when you look on this pretty prestigious list of folks over the previous years, and a lot of it not in Northwest Iowa. And so to compete on that level and to be the people's choice, I don't think that there's a higher honor for us.
Wells also complimented Shannon Roddenberg, senior manager at the Wells Visitor Center, for her marketing skills and for the nomination. The award was presented by Katie Kenny of the Iowa Tourism Office, who, along with Jessica O'Reilly, tourism communications manager, attended the event. To celebrate the award and National Ice Cream Month, the trophy was filled with Blue Bunny Bunny Tracks ice cream. Do you know how the city of Merrill got its name? Merrill was named in 1872 for the seventh governor of Iowa, Samuel Merrill. Speaking of 1872, Merrill celebrates its 150th birthday this Friday and Saturday. In honor of this historic anniversary, a commemorative wooden cross is available for purchase. Vicki Hemmelman, who serves on the celebration committee, tells about this souvenir.
What we have is a designed wooden cross. It's not very big, and it has the Merrill celebration going down laterally, and across is the Merrill 2022. This can be mounted however you want. There is no hole in the back. You will have that forever. It's not hard to put. I mean, it'll last forever. We had a group come to Tammy Arnold's vendor fair in April. They come every year, and they have all kinds of woodworking items. He suggested we try this, and so we did.
And where would we get these crosses?
We'll have those at the vendor show on Saturday, July 23rd, from 10 to 2. Also, you can get a hold of us at City Hall. We have plenty for sale.
Go to this story at KLAM1410.com for a complete Merrill Days schedule. Several thousand bikers, their families, and support people are beginning to arrive in Sergeant Bluff for Ragbri, the Des Moines Register's annual Great Bike Ride across Iowa. Andrea Johnson of the Sergeant Bluff City Council is on the city's Ragbri committee. She says the town's been preparing for the last several months, including putting up a new brick entryway welcome sign over the city's main street.
We've been working on streets and roads and signs and trying to get those all put together. The biggest thing we're working on is housing people. Where are we going to put these 28,000 people, and how are we going to keep them safe?
Starting at noon Saturday, there will be a variety of musical entertainment for the riders, and Johnson hopes everyone will give them a big send-off as they start pedaling across the state.
Some start trickling out around 5 a.m. to get before the heat. The official start time is 6 a.m. So we are going to have as many people as we can on the sides of the streets, wishing them well as they leave our town.
It's the 49th anniversary of RAGBRAI and the first time Sergeant Bluff has been the starting point since 2006. A Dune man was sentenced earlier this week for the crime of reckless homicide by vehicle, a Class C felony. 28-year-old Seth Thomas DeYoung was sentenced to an indeterminate term of incarceration, not to exceed 10 years. He was immediately taken into custody. The court also ordered DeYoung to pay $150,000 to the victim's estate. The case arose in September of 2021 after DeYoung drank alcohol during and after a golf outing in Hull, striking and killing a bicycle with his van. And that's KLAM News.